extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sin. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we are in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility, he plowed through that way, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. This word of God said we have a forerunner, and our forerunner is Christ, the Lord. And so also we have forerunners, Hebrews chapter number 11, the heroes of faith that had run their races. Beloved, and these men that ran their race, some of them, they run without even getting or seeing what we are seeing today. They ran their race with persistency. They ran their race with conviction. They ran their race with supernatural persuasion. They ran their ways, beloved, engaging faith as an instrument of navigation to their path in destiny ordained by God for them. They ran and they obtain good reports. They have honorable testimonies. They were divinely affirmed. They ran and they derived successful outcome. They ran and their expectation was not cut off. They ran their race, beloved, and at the end of their race, they have the expected result. For the Bible says that surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. They ran their race of destiny. They ran their race of life. They ran their race and they received exceeding great reward. They were undenied and they were unresisted. Was it that nothing stood in their way? Absolutely. There are things in the way, but they were divinely enabled, empowered, focused. They have the presence of the Lord. They have the power of God. So they became undeniable, irresistible witness that the word was, and they wrote their details of how they have run in the book that you and I might read. Many of them we saw in light the Abel, who gave an acceptable gift unto God. The offering he gave still speaks because it was offered in faith. The righteous offering speaks even after he had gone. Beloved, it was a divine witness to him that God is righteous. And beloved, the gift of a righteous man also make room for him. Beloved, after he had left, that gift was still working. It rose even as judgment, even to those who murder him. The testimony of his righteous gift lived on. It became an example of those who offer gifts unto God in faith. We saw in the heroes of faith that the given gifts of the righteous giver never dies after all. Beloved, it makes room for us with God, and it defends our causes and secure our Lord. They walk by faith, they please God. God walk with those who walk with him. We see the Enoch, the who ran his own race. And beloved, he pleased God enough, and the Lord took him. He translated him into his own presence. Beloved, we saw that these men, they set us a standard that it is impossible to please God without running our race of life with faith that trusts and believes in the efficacy of the word of God. So we saw the man like Noah who showed us that salvation is by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 8. He was one of God of the things not yet seen, as yet moved with the fear of God, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Beloved, over this moment we begin to see all of these arrows and all of this character of faith that teach us what we must do, as the Lord Jesus uses his own life as a model of example of how we must run the race of life. Beloved, because Abraham ran the race of life in faith, he focused on this race, he unlocked heritage, beloved, for generations, making us to become partakers of the covenant blessing that God has made unto him. Beloved, so we call ourselves the heirs of the kingdom through Christ Jesus. Beloved, because Jesus Christ brings us into that lineage of a man that faithfully ran his own race. Beloved, giving us access to divine inheritance through obedience, is sojourning in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and master is builder and maker is God. Demonstrated that to run the race of life, we need to be tenacious. We need to be, and you have an enduring faith, a faith in the word of God, in the speaker who has spoken, that can never fail, the one that speaks and performs his word. He taught us, beloved, how to develop divine character of faith as we engage in the race of life. Beloved, in the faith that speaketh. Beloved, because he that believeth will confess out of their mouth. Beloved, we saw that by running the race of life with faith on the integrity of the word of God, even the dead bodies can be quickened. Beloved, there is divine quickening for supernatural possession. Beloved, but it requires the faithfulness of faith that speaketh in all seasons at all times. So we see men showing us the proof of faith in the face of hopelessness, supernatural fruitfulness that answers to their trust, to their belief, to their hope in the living God. Beloved, we will go in this season, and we will see that they know their race by divine revelation. They were enlisted for their race. They embarked on the race, and the whistle was blown. Every man took their position, and they engaged in the race of life. And you see all these heroes of faith, all marks of faith, the pioneers that has gone ahead of us, who are bidding us also to say, come on, it's time for you to run your race of life. And Jesus positioned himself and said, I have run before, and I want you to run even as I have run. The word of the Lord called them the cloud of witnesses. Beloved, who are bidding us, inviting us even to run our own race with perseverance, run our own race without being distracted, run our own race, knowing that there are things on the way, teaching us how we must take care of what is on the way. Jesus took care of everything that was on the way to his divine race. Beloved, took care of them in a place of prayer. Took care of them through obedience, took their care of them by being focused. He asked the Pharisees and the Sadducees to deal with. He asked the man who would say, blessed, who would say, is Lord today, Hosanna today, and tomorrow they said, crucify him. He asked contenders and contentious situations, beloved, but yet he completed his race. He overcome and prevail over the Pharisees, the sabotages, the those who was into the door, even his friends that were under the influences of the devil, the Peters who will say to the Lord Jesus Christ that it is not time yet for you to go. And the Lord Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. He understand the pattern of the race. He understand the season. He understood how he must run. And he has called us to the race of life and said, do not run ignorantly. You will run by divine revelation. You will run by divine understanding. You will run by supernatural knowing. You will run, beloved, and you will not run in vain. Therefore, he said, I have not called the house of Jacob to serve me in vain. And beloved, as we open up this month, Paul also was one of the characters that we will see in this month. And Paul begins to tell us in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 9, Paul says, you've all been to the stadium. And you have seen the athletes race. Everyone runs, but one wins. And he beckoned on us as part of the cloud of witness. He said, run to win. Until you run, you don't know you can make it to the end. It takes the one that is enlisted, that embark on the run of the race of life in order to win the race. You cannot sit down in your home and you are saying, oh yes, I can run, I can run. It is the time for marathon. What you are prepared for all of this time, you are to embark and run. If the athletes could tell us the impact of the wind, sometimes the wind will propel them forward, but there are winds that they face also that could actually try to push them back. Sometimes when they see other athletes seem to move ahead of them, they know how they felt. Beloved, they either sail forward to do a catch-up or decided to retract. But this month, you will sail forward continually. There is no retracting for you. There is no retracting for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, for we have set our hands in the plow, there is absolutely no looking back for us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So, brethren, you will see that it said they do it. It said run to win. If they can be running and are prepared, engage the race of life. Beloved, the race just to win a cup or some millions or thousands of pounds that they give to the winner of the race, how much more you and I? There are things we need to let go of. There are things we have to do without. There are weights and there are sin that could stand in our way. Paul says, run to win. All good athletes train hard for it. They are disciplined for it. All good athletes, beloved, they were willing to go through whatsoever it takes in order to get to the end of their race. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You are after one that's gold eternally, that the outcome of our race is relevant on earth and is relevant in eternity. Because when the book is opened and God said, I want to see what every man has done in the body, it will say, Roquette, this morning, I can see that you have done this, according to the race of life. Not only did you get your reward of success, applause, celebration, and you have testimonies on earth, but even with the Father, there is a crown of glory that is prepared for us. Paul says, I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finishing line. Beloved, the referee has done the whistle to start the race. And when they get to the finishing line also, beloved, everybody, once they get to that line, they stop and they are because that is the winning line. I decree and declare as we embrace the race of destiny in this month of March and throughout the rest days of our life in the name of Jesus, we will reach the finishing line. We will not die before finishing. Nothing will deter our race. Nothing will distract us from running the race of life. Whatever is programmed to stop us from running, to kick us out of the race, to make us to expire before we finish the race, today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, they expire for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. He said, I'm giving it everything I have got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alive. I'm going to be in top condition. I am not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else all about it and then missing out myself. I will not be a pointer to other men and never reach that. I will not be a pointer to others but what those that were unable to reach their own finishing line. I decree and declare every one of us will reach our finishing line. We will obtain the crown that was prepared for us. We will hear God says, when we grow old and we are no more on earth, but we are with our Father, we will hear the Most High God says, well done, good and faithful servant. You are welcome into the joy of your Lord. Beloved and on earth, it will use us to become the testimony of those who, through our race of life that God has enlisted us for and we are engaged in, through this race that we embark on, many will come and discover their own ways because we have run well. As the cloud of witnesses, wow, telling us to run. KJV will say, since we have, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily so beset us, and let us run with patience and race the race that is set before us. Unique race, a race of every man, a race that you must run that is unique to you, a race that God has designed and tailor-made for you, that is not like your friend. The race of Abraham was unique. The race of Isaac was unique. The race of Jacob was unique. The race of Peter was unique. The race of Paul was unique. The race of David was unique. As much as God made a covenant with Solomon, his own race was also unique to him because he was serving under the lordship of God. Even though God brought him to the throne to raise, there is a pattern to his race. Beloved, there is a beginning of his race. The word of the Lord tells us that we have such a huge crowd of men of faith watching us from the grandstands. Let us strip off anything that slows us down and hold us back from running. And so in this month, we are clearing the rubbles as the Lord is going ahead of us to make the place of his seat glorious. Beloved, is going ahead of us as he did unto Cyrus, provided we allow him as the referee and the coach. He's a referee, but yet a coach. He's the one that blew the whistle and said it is time to run, yet is the one that prepared us for our race. Because the word of the Lord said it. It is God who is at work in us, is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He is at work in us, both to will. will, God's will, and to do. So God's will, so is the one that prepares us, is the one that enables us, is the one that blows the whistle and say, come on, run, run now. He made us to be well positioned for our race, but yet he knows when the finish line is approaching, when you are end at the end of a phase and you are coming into a new phase. So we see this puzzle that it brings us to a place of total dependability, even on him as we run the race of life. Beloved, so we saw God's word said, the cloud of witnesses, they have shown us how they have run. But this month, we are reading ourselves, all the race stoppers, we are reading ourselves, all the slow motion, instrument of slow motion that can prevent us from running according to the right pace that God has set before us. Where you are meant to run fast, you won't have to run slow. Where you are meant to walk, you will not have to try to run. Moses did not understand, beloved, the pace and the time to kickstart his own race. He started before the whistle was blown. So he ran his race at the beginning, beloved, in a wrong way and taking on a battle he does not need to be engaged in. And that kept him out of the race for 40 years. But this day, this month, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will hear the voice of the Lord that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Beloved, I decree and declare, by the power that raised Jesus Christ from death, our ears will be opened, our minds will be alert, our eyes will be old. The forerunner, our elder brother, the builder of the church, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has run ahead of us, and he built in us the tenacity, the character for the race, the spiritual growth, the maturity for our race, and he built in us the undiluted faith in the word of the living God, that we behold and beloved will see God's word producing what is required for us to finish well and to get good and faithful servant welcome in here on earth and also in eternity. Here is the word of the Lord. So we must rid ourselves of what can hold us back and what can slow the motion. What can displace us? What can make us to detour from the race of life? In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare over our lives in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is programmed into this month, whatsoever is declared over this month to prevent us from running well or running according to pattern, to prevent us from running according to the divine pace of God, all such things shall be uprooted in the pathway of our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, what you and I must embrace and know is running this race without fear, is running this race with confidence, is running this race knowing that the one who has set the race ahead of us, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, is the one that walks with us as our helper, dependable helper, on time helper, as the one that released the might, the power to run the race to the end. And beloved, as the one who will also enable that everything that is programmed in the pathway of our race is going to be removed. Isaiah number 45. Hear ye the word of the Lord. It is written, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, king of Persia, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and I will on guard the loins of kings, and I will on guard the loins of kings, I will disarm them to open doors before him, so that gates will not be shut. I will on guard the loins of kings, that they might open before him doors. He said he will strip them of all their equipment, their authority. God said, I will tame the nations, I will terrify their kings, I will render the powerful powerless, so that Cyrus can run his race, so that Cyrus can achieve the divine plan of the Most High God, so that Cyrus can come to the fulfillment of the promise that God has made to use him to create a passageway to bring back those who were in captivity in Babylon back onto their land in Jerusalem. So God held his hand. Daniel chapter number 5, verse 28, the word of the Lord said, even in those times when Daniel was interpreting the handwriting that was on the wall, he said, Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales are found deficient. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given over to the Medes and the Persians. Beloved, it was talking to a disobedient king. He said, God has replaced you with a man that will obey him. Beloved, and God locates a Cyrus to be listed in the race of destiny as an instrument of ushering God's people back into their possession, back into the land that God has prepared for their father. So you and I will see that there is no word of God that can fail of its performance, of miss its fulfillment, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and therefore the hand of the Most High God also shall perform what he has spoken. Beloved, the same God who changeth not, who faileth not, the same master who called him and who said, I won't leave you on your own to run the race by yourself, is the same God that said, I will remove the authorities that stood in the way, the potential men, I will terrify them. I will terrorize them. God said, I will empower your right hand. I shall crush the strength of mighty kings. God shall open the gates of Babylon to him. The gates shall not be shut against him anymore. I will go before you, Cyrus, and level the mountains and smash down the city gates of brass and iron bars. I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness, secret places in the darkness, secret riches, and you will know that I am doing this. I, the Lord, the God of Israel, the one who calls you by your name, and beloved, God said, I will do it through you, I will do it in you, and I will do it for you. Even though we are the one that is physically running, is running in us, is working in us. He prepared us, he prepared the way, he cleared the rubbles. And beloved, which is already done in heaven, but on earth, we have to now begin to get rid of the rubbles, of the gates, beloved, of the gates of brass, of the bars of iron. They are the stoppers. They are the barriers to running the race of life. David will give a word. He said, I will have despair unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will have despair. I will have despair nobody can really run their race. David said, I would have despaired unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And David said to you and I in Psalm 27, 13 and 14, David begins to tell us, he said, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Why? Because there is a need for strength for the journey. There is a need for courage for the journey. So Joshua embarked on his own race. He promised the presence. He said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. But be strong in the Lord. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. These are the ingredients that is required for us to run our race to the end and to run and obtain results. It said, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait upon the Lord. Beloved, for those who wait upon the Lord, we always have their strength renewed for the journey continually. Then we will not die in the process. We will not give up. Even as we run the race of life, we are running our races. We are running, beloved, according to the divine pattern, according to the divine, beloved, divine arrangement of God. We are running with precision. We are running with accuracy. We are running knowing the mind of God. And we are running to obtain results. So we focus and sail in the direction of the word, in direction of the purpose, in the direction of the divine destiny of God, in the direction of the divine agenda that God has for us in this month, without fail, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Whenever you see God speak about light, it's because there was darkness. Whenever you speak about, God speaks about life, it means that there were things that the enemy has plotted, which was meant to kill. It said, I will disarm kings, so that, and I will open the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder, because they are the showstoppers, they are the detractors, they are the blockers. Beloved, they are the powers that are saying, you shall not come here. They are the powers that were resisting, they are the powers that could jeopardize that race. And when he speaks unto Joshua, he said, for the journey you will need courage. For this journey, you have to know the strength. And it's not the strength that you develop in the gym. But beloved, it is the strength that comes from the Lord. When you run your race with joy, the strength of God will be available to you. When you embrace and appreciate what God has set ahead of us to run, then we will know that His grace is available for us to run also. In verse number 6 of Joshua 1, as Joshua embarked on his own race, he had promised him an undeniable presence and undeniable power. He said, I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. He settled the issue about the race of destiny, that you and I will not know failure, because your God and my God does not fail. Because your God and my God cannot deject us, cannot reject us, cannot turn his back against us. He gave us his abiding presence on the race. Beloved, continually, when you see the athletes running, you see the crowd, they begin to applaud them. They are people, the witnesses who witness their race, they are saying, come on, push a little further, press a little further. Not only is the crowd of witnesses are going to be beckoning on us to run the race of life, even God said, I will be right present. Not only will I be the one who prepare you, the one who tell you to start, not only will I be the one that lets you know when you get to the finishing line, even when you are still on the journey, it's still the one that gives us the supernatural power, grace, and strength to run the race, and is the one that joined with the cloud of witnesses, beckoning on us, saying, we are not yet there. Keep on running. Keep on running. Keep on running. You are just about a meter away. You are just about 5 feet away. Now you are on the finishing line. And beloved, is the abiding presence of the Lord a promise? It said, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors, and I will give them. Beloved, it said, this is your race. You need courage, you need strength. Why will it say strength and courage? Because there are things that could make us weak. Since, beloved, the muscle will tell the athlete, I am here. The bones are cracking in spite of their rehearsals, in spite of their preparation, but against their muscles, they push. They do not allow their muscles and their bones and their mind to push them back. They ride above every stopper, everything that could weaken, everything that could discourage them. When the wind, they are feeling it. When the rain is even falling on the day of the marathon, even when the sun is shining the hottest in the day of marathon, nothing is able to stop them from completing their race. God said, we will need strength. We will need courage for this race. He said, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their fathers. I will give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. The book has for us the key of success. As long as we do not deviate from the spoken word of God, beloved, as long as the word becomes the final instruction, as we embark the race of life, as long as we allow God to take his highest place, beloved, as we run the race that he originated, that he designed for us from the beginning, I see God in this month moving us forward, and we will not run our race in vain, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, so Joshua knows that every race has an end point, an end reward. And so also is your race will have an end point of testimony, an end point of victory, an end point of celebration, an end point of honor, an end point, beloved, that honors God, that glorifies God, that nothing man-made, nothing created will be able to stand in our way of reaching the end point of our races in the name of Jesus. For Joshua, he said, you will lead them through the land. So the success for Joshua is that he gets the people there. But he was not unaware that the road could be rough. But beloved, God has placed on the inside of him what he needs to have to get to the end of his race. For Jeremiah, God spoke to Jeremiah. He said to Jeremiah, don't say that I am a child. Your race is not determined by your height, neither was it determined by your size. Your race is determined by the God who has known your end even from the beginning. The God who is all-knowing, the one who sees the heart of man, he has tailor-made me for my race. In the same way, he has tailor-made you for your race. He said, don't you dare say, I am a child, because I knew you before you were formed within your mother's womb. Before you were born, I sanctified you and appointed you as my spokesman to the world. It's not dependent on you. It's dependent on the one that gives you the instruction and the mandate. It said, oh Lord, I said, I can't do that. I am too young. I am only a youth. Don't say that. It replied, "For you will go wherever I send you and speak whatever I tell you. You will go, you will go, you will speak also. And don't be afraid of the people, for I, the Lord, will be with you and see you through." There is no race of life that is a simple race. Whether your race is to boil rice, whether your race, beloved, is to take the megaphone and begin to promote God behind the pulpit or even in the marketplace, whether your own race, beloved, is the race of raising a generation of disciples that will serve the purpose of God in their generation, men whose voice will be heard, men who will not suffer any loss in any proclamation and declaration of the word of God. It is a race, beloved. God said, "I have set it ahead of you. You have to discover it." Beloved, he introduced him to his race. Beloved, he promised his accompanying presence for the race. Beloved, that he would not have to travel alone. And then he empowered him for the race. He touched his mouth and said, "See, I have put my words in your mouth. Today your work begins. The whistle is blown. The referee is saying, this is the time now to start." He said, "What? How do I do it?" He said, "This is the time to walk the walk that I have sent you." Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of my Father who has sent me when it is day, because the night cometh whereby no man can walk." Beloved, I decree and declare over this commission and over every life connected to this commission, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that our ears will be open to hear our referee, God the Almighty, in every day, in every season, and to start the race that he has set before us. In whatever form or fashion, we will not be slow. We will not be hard-hearted. Our hearts will be receptive to divine instruction. Our hearing will be alert and be fine-tuned to receive even the start of our race and the grace to live by the standard of the word of God as we run the race, the grace not to deviate from divine instruction that makes success even at the end of our races. I command it be made available unto us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved brethren, the Lord called, the Lord formed, the Lord called. He formed you and I, and he called us to the race also. He said it's not by our height or by our size, but he said, you know, it is a must-run race. Therefore, I decree over the life of the prevailers this morning that every soul connected to the destiny of this commission will embark on their own must-run race of destiny without looking back. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare every impossibility, every hindrance, every barrier mounted by hell against us to prevent us from running with divine focus, from running because of our race, our gender, our size, because of the bank account, because of what job you do that wants to stand in your way of running the race of life. I command them today to be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said you will not be afraid. One of the things that affect people that arise, beloved, is either you are afraid to run to the end or you are afraid you don't even start. In this month, in the name of Jesus, any spirit of fear, any occurrences of darkness that could sponsor fear to prevent us from running through our race of life, to hinder us from seeing our race to the end, from running the race that God has set before us to the very end, I decree and declare that agreement with fear, that suddenness of the devil sponsoring fear, that arrangement of the darkness to promote fear instead of faith, I command them to fail and expire. They shall not prosper in the lives of this commission, in the life of our members, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Don't be afraid of the people. So the people that could be human agents sponsored by the powers of darkness who are positioning themselves to be a showstopper, a barrier builder. But this month of March and throughout the days of our life, every human agent influenced by darkness to stop us, to hinder us from running the race of life, they will somersault and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, God saw that Aaron was an human agent standing in the way of Jesus' race, starting his race. He cleared him off the ground like he went before a Cyrus and removed all the things that could make him trip on the pathway of his race. I decree and declare every errand of life that wants to sabotage our star from shining, standing in our way of engaging in the race of destiny, there shall be no more in the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I decree and declare your family will not be an hindrance to your race of destiny. Your husband will not be an hindrance to your race of destiny. Your wife will not be an hindrance to your race of destiny. Your colleagues will not be an hindrance to your race of destiny. Even the church member will not be an hindrance to my race of destiny. The colleagues and friends, they will not be an instrument of deterrent, even to the prevailers running their race of destiny. In the name of Jesus, what God has given us was good will not be abused by the enemy to stop us from running the race of life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, even your own achievement shall not be a deterrent for you and I to run a race of destiny. Yesterday's applause will not stand in our way of today's accomplishment. In the mighty name of Jesus, yesterday's rejection, abuse, yesterday's failure, yesteryear's even abuse of any type shall not stand in our way of today's race that God has ordained for us. Yesterday's even lack of productivity, lack of effectiveness shall not be a deterrent that will oppose us from being enlisted in our race or stand in our way even of accomplishing the divine task and the divine agenda and the divine purpose of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, therefore I decree and declare, anything that man can touch in order to stop our race, in our life, in our ministry, in our career, be it our children, be it our job, be it our relationship, be it our family, be it even our career, be it, beloved, our joy, be it our peace, be it, beloved, what God has given to us in any shape or fashion that the enemy planned and plots to touch in order to stop the race of life. Today I decree and declare by the covenant of the touch not anointed of God over our lives, the enemy shall not be able to touch any area of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Any evil hand that touch us for evil, every dark hand of darkness that touch our children or touch our lives in order to distract us from the race of life, in order to delay us in running our races, in order to stop us from running the race of destiny, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command them to wither by fire. Therefore, I speak into evil hands, even like the voices or like the words spoken. man has decreed and declared, has spoken under the covering of darkness to stand in our way of running the race of destiny in the month of March. I render those voices and their words, I render them nonsense, I render them even useless, I render them a failure, I render them unable to perform their enterprise in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 46:10, the word of the Lord said, my counsel shall stand and I will perform for my good pleasure. Beloved, Isaiah 7:7, the word of the Lord said, they have gathered themselves together, but their gathering together is not of me, saith the Lord. And everyone that gathered against us to stop us from running the race of life, to hinder us from even embarking on the race, to take us off the course of the rules of the race, to deter our journey in life, to make us, having set our hand in the plow, to pull our hand back, I decree and declare such entity, such power, such orchestration of events of darkness, I command them in the name of Jesus to fail in the name of Jesus. So it is written, you have not been given the spirit of fear to fear, but you have been given the spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind. Therefore, I command by the covenant of the word of God, the divine power, the divine love of God, and assurance that the one who embark you and I of this race of destiny is the lover of my soul, is the keeper of covenant, whose word faileth not, who speak with his mouth and his hand perform his word. I decree in the name of Jesus, as we embark on this race of destiny, I decree and declare our heavens open in the mighty name of Jesus, even to know, to feel, to have surrounded us, to be proven to us in every area of our life, the presence, the power, the grace of the lover of our soul, the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I decree that he will be permanently present with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone in this commission who is yet to understand the hand of the Lord, I decree and declare God's hand will be mighty upon our lives to propel us forward, to move us according to his pace, according to his pattern, according to that which he has been determined, preordained, according to the rules of the race, and it will bring us to a place of obtaining divine results. A touch is mouth and says, see, I have put my words in your mouth. Today, your work begins. Therefore, I decree and declare by the divine revelation of God, I decree every stage of the race of destiny, every moment and every starting point, I decree and declare by the power of his divine revelation, they are made known unto us, the secret strategy to run our race, the secret ways of running, the divine starting point that we ought to know, the sensitivity of the spirit that we need to have in order to discern the time and the season of God, and to know when to stand, what we must do according to the game plan of God, according to the predetermined counsel of God for our races. I decree and declare our ears are open, our heart is receptive, able to lay hold on the words of God for divine direction, for divine instruction, for divine guidance for our race in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we will not crawl where we were meant to walk. We will not walk where we were meant to run. I command the pace-setting power of the Holy Spirit, the pace-setting angelic host of God, to walk with us in this manner and make us to walk with God as they walk with us, as the Holy Spirit walk in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot undo them now, for our faith, when the Holy Spirit comes, it will guide you into all truth. Therefore, I command spiritual guidance of the Holy Spirit in the race of life that God has commanded us to run in the name of Jesus. And he begins to say, you will lead the people, but I put my word in your mouth. With this word, you will your work begin. You will want nations and kingdoms of the world in accordance with my words spoken through your mouth. I will tear down some and destroy them and plant others, nurture them and make them strong and great. And the Lord said to me, look, Jeremiah, what do you see? I replied, I see a whip made from the branch of an almond tree. And the Lord replied, that is right. And it means that I will surely carry out my threats of punishment. God said, everything that I said that we do, I will do. They are not just words. They are words that I execute myself. For the Lord is the one that performed the word of his servant. Is the one that executes the word that he said to his messenger. Therefore, every word of God spoken on this altar in the month of March and throughout the days of our life forever, beloved, I decree and declare that there will not be mere words. There will be words that will judge the wicked. There will be words that will usher in even the prevailers, even into our race of destiny. There will be words of the living God that will move on at the pace of God to obtain God's result for every race that he has set before us in the mighty name of Jesus, by the divine word, the prophetic word of God that is released over this altar, from this altar. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, every stopper of destiny, every blocker of destiny, every warfare mounted by hell against our race of destiny, I command them overturned in our favor, but overturned against the wicked in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, it is written, is that with the high praises, Psalm 149, with the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword of God in our hand, we will execute the judgment of God that has been written. There is no way we can embark on the race of destiny and not begin to judge everything that is on the way that wants to stand in the way of our race. Therefore, I decree and declare that we will operate in this month as the battle axe of God, executing divine judgment of God against the wicked in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I declare in this month the wickedness of the wicked, it shall come to an end. The wickedness of the wicked, it shall come to an end. The wickedness of the wicked, it shall come to an end. The wickedness of the wicked, it shall come to an end. For God will save the righteous in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The love and God which are touched my mouth, and look, I've just put my words in your mouth and delivered. See that I've done. See what I've done. I've given you a job to do among nations and governments. A red letter day. Your job is to pull off and tear down, take apart, demolish, and then start over, building and planting. I decree and declare every specification of purpose, the prince of God for our destiny shall be absorbed and received in our earth. I command divine enlargement of our spiritual capacity to take hold of the instruction for our race, to take hold of the details of our race. After the order of Noah, he was able to get the precise measurement for the ark it was to build. Beloved, the Bezaliah and the Eonah, they were able to comprehend the pattern of the building that God has revealed unto Moses through divine envisionment. Therefore, I decree and declare this month to us will be a month of divine vision to be able to comprehend the details of our divine assignment of the race that God has set before us without fail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, en lepros atua, en la pia otu gazato, en degekusoto, estu lebeketusote. Paul says, I know my race. Nothing was able to stop me. So it will write for you and I in Galatians chapter number 2. He said, I went, even after the first visit, that I went to Jerusalem. In the first visit in Jerusalem, Barnabas was the son of encouragement, who said that this man is no longer Saul, he has met with the Lord. Beloved, he recommended him. He didn't know that his destiny was attached to the destiny of Paul. But beloved, both of them were commissioned, even as apostles to the Gentiles. They embarked on the journey. You see, time in the journey that Barnabas was separated from Paul. But you see, the beginning it was not so. In the beginning, they went through the tough time. They went through together. They were in prison together. In their prison, they saw the glory of God. They saw the earthquake of God shaking the cage that all them bound, the cage that stopped them from fulfilling their destiny. God visiting them and disallowing the imprisonment from prevailing over them. Beloved, I decree and declare, everything that God has assigned you to do, everyone that God has assigned to walk with us, I decree and declare, no containment of darkness, no spiritual containment, no demonic containment, no financial limitation, no foundational demonic, even limitation, no satanic, even demonic arrangement to cage us, to hinder us, to limit us, to stop us from running, shall prevail against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, in this month of March, I decree and declare that the Most High God, by His sovereign power, will send the earthquake of destruction, able to destroy every cage of darkness, mounted by man, mounted by hell, mounted by the territorial spirit, mounted by demonic agents, mounted by the wicked, mounted by any voice of darkness, mounted by any man on the matter, mounted by any satanic agent that is operating from any part of the world, operating from any place underneath the earth, operating from the sea. Every demonic cage that says that there will not be expression, that will not be, we will not be able to engage in the race of life, I decree and declare, let the earthquake of God locate them today. Let there be an eruption that causes the earth to swallow up the wicked, but the earth vomiting every good that God has planted, even in this month for us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord help us to see. At the beginning, they walked together, but there was a stage in their life, beloved, that Paul has to go and Barnabas has to be to go in different lines because there was conflict. Every conflict instituted, every conflict organized, spiritual conflict, financial conflict, contending with anyone or against anyone that God has ordained able to run this race of life together with us in the Prevailers Church Network. I decree in the name of Jesus, they shall not take place. They shall not stand in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sopi Atuato, on the Gekusoto, Leglekusoto, every conflict of division, every conflict of contention, every conflict that brings separation where there was meant to be unity, every conflict that creates barriers where there was meant to be a smooth sailing in the passageway of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, I counsel them, whether in the marriage, whether in the ministry, whether in a career, whether in the work of our earth, every satanically organized conflict to cause those who are meant to work together to walk apart, I decree and declare, it shall not take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Neither shall it stand. So see up your sword. And then get a libre sword. And lapia at sword. And then get a cusoto. And then get a Trouble us in the race of life. I decree Let the trouble programmed by the enemy not have expression in their life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree by the power, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let anybody that can be troubled in the month of March, in order to trouble even my life, my destiny, your life, your destiny, our family and the destiny of my family, in order for us to be distracted, to detour from the race of life, to go off course or to run according to our own will, not the will of God, I decree and declare, let their troublers be troubled. Let every program trouble elude them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command the prevalence unto the grace of God's body. Any household disagreement, any disagreement between families, any disagreement between neighbors, any disagreement between members of the church, any disagreement between pastors and our members, any program evil disagreement that was to stop or stand in the way of the prevalence accomplishing the divine agenda of God in this month of March, I kill that disagreement. I say it shall not prosper, neither shall it stand in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, they were walking together before and they were separated because Paul says, I don't want this one. And that Barnabas said, I want it, because their voices was no longer one and they went into different directions. Therefore, I decree and declare, we will not go in the wrong direction in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree that the word of the Lord will have the final prescription in our journey, even as we race in the race of destiny, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be on the gekuzoto, legla kuzote, esopiendo lolo siate. But Paul understands his assignment. He said, after that first visit, I and Barnabas, and I went up to Jerusalem and took Titus with us. I went to clarify with them what had been revealed to me. So his own divine race was by divine revelation. Beloved, he said, I placed before them exactly what I was preaching to the non-Jews. Beloved, to the Gentiles, he said, I did it in private with the leaders, those who were held in esteem by the church. Beloved, Paul did not say, I have arrived. He still recognized the position of the Peters, of the James, and of the John. He pulled them aside and said, this is what I have been doing. I decree and declare, even as humility is one of the secrets of completing our race, for the word of the Lord said, oh, for the joy that was set before Jesus, he despised this cross. He endured the shame, beloved, because of the joy that was set before him. Beloved, he ran his race with humility. He was God, but he did not count himself as God. But beloved, he came in human as a human being and submitted himself to the authority of God. There are parental authority, there are governmental even authorities, there are pastoral authority, there are beloved spiritual authorities that God has placed over our lives to guide us, to instruct us, to show us the way that we must go. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, anything programmed in the month of March to make us to disobey our parental authority, to stand in our way, even of obeying the divine authority of our parents, the divine authority of our spiritual leaders, the divine authority that God has placed over our lives, able to make us to be unteachable, to make us to be unreachable, so that we can be displaced from the covering of the Lord, so that we can be to come to a standstill in our race of life. I decree and declare such arrangement. I command and declare it a failure in the name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atuazo. Ondegegelibruso oto. Osua atua. Endegegelibruso oto. Osusia atuate. Lekekutozo si atuate. Elapio otrogo guzato. Esusia atua. Therefore, our children will not be taught from the parental authority. And we, parents and children, will not be taught from the authority and of the governing authority of the church and of the body of Christ. We will not step out of the vine covering so that we can be displaced in destiny, so that our race of life, evil cannot be stopped. I decree and declare divine release of the spirit of humility that breaks every backbone of pride, Lord, that causes the hardness of the heart of man to be converted to the heart of flesh, that we may run the race of life without looking back. I command its release over our lives today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Anything internal to us, external to us, that might want us to fail, I command those things on our behalf this morning, they shall fail. They shall fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But Paul begins to tell us how he ran his race. He understood by divine revelation his own race. Beloved, he presented it to those whom he served. He was able to take any addition. He was able to take any correction. The word of the Lord is profitable. Even for doctrine, it will reprove us. It will rebuke us. It will build us up. It will guide us. Therefore, by the word of the Lord, in this month of March, we shall be divinely guided. We shall be divinely instructed. We shall be divinely enabled. We shall be divinely made strong. We shall be divinely empowered. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and I declare over our life and over our destiny in this month of March 2016, we will not go down. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Zepi Anduga Kusote, Esusia Atuate. When the leaders look at his work, all that they were able to add, they added to what he was doing. He did well, beloved, and the word of the Lord said, I did this in private with the leaders, those held in esteem by the church, so that our concern will not become a controversial public issue marked by ethnic tension, exposing my years of work to denigration and endangering my present ministry, exposing my years of work to being what it has become degenerated and endangering my present ministry. It says significantly, Titus, not Jewish, though he was not required to be circumcised. While we were in the conference, we were infiltrated by spies pretending to be Christians who slipped in to find out just how free true Christians are. Their ulterior motive was to reduce us to their brand of servitude. We didn't give them the time of day. We were determined to preserve the truth of the message for you. Beloved, so we saw intruders that could stand in our way, just like people running at the marathon. If you are running at the high speed and somebody crossed the line, they can impact and affect your race. Therefore, anyone that can suddenly intrude in the pathway of our destiny that wants to come and figure us out, I decree and declare in this month the Lord will expose them. The Lord will bring them to judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said in the word of the Lord, and the devil came and found nothing in him. Beloved, the intruders came and they have no way of blaming the ministry of Paul. Beloved, I decree. and declare every setup of darkness to arrest us, to prove us wrong, and to prove our God unable to perform his word. Even in this month, I command it to fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, every strategy, even of the king of Syria, against the divine rays of life we have been commissioned to run, I decree and declare, a strategy shall fail him. But it said concerning your God and my God, in the book of John 42, verse 2, it said, God can do anything and everything, and there is no plan of God that shall be able to be stopped or thwarted or even withdrawn or stopped from finding expression. Therefore, I decree and declare by the power of Jehovah that is able to do all things and anything, and nothing that he does can be stopped by any satanic demonic entity, by any satanic demonic power, by any gang up of darkness, by any operators that operate from the darkness. I decree and declare every one of the strategy of the Most High God, they begin to find expression in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, now I begin to speak about specific situation. Beloved, that the Lord spoke unto me, and all that you need to say is amen as I pray this prayer. Therefore, I decree and declare, anyone that buried anything under the earth, under the sea, in a house somewhere, even in a place somewhere, in a location, in any village of darkness, in order to see us expire before we are enlisted for the race of destiny, in order to see us expire while we are running the race of destiny, and want us not to finish our race, I command whatsoever is buried to be vomited, and let those who bury it be swallowed up in the burial ground that they have buried something in against the righteous, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every covenant of darkness assigned to kill any prevailer before our enlistment in this race of destiny, or to stop us from finishing our race that God has commanded and commissioned us even to run, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, such covenant and such oath, such agreement, I render it null and void over our lives, over our children, over our family, over the businesses that we do, over our careers, and over anything that God has given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, any personality or power anywhere that wants to stop us from being divinely enlisted, or from being divinely made able to complete our race in this month of March, I command them to die. In the mighty name of Jesus, every satanic implantation of darkness against our spiritual growth, against our health and our wealth, against our progress and our breakthrough, against our flourishing, our fruitfulness, and that of our children, assigned by hell to stop the prevailers from divine enlistment or completing our God-given race in the month of March, I declare you shall not prosper, your honor, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I command you to expire by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Any object that is tied with a string in order to block out life and destiny before the race of life is fulfilled, I decree and declare, let whatever was tied down, let it tie down its owner in the name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atugazate. Endege kususo pronege kuazo. Ondege kizatwa atuazi. Elebeke tuaza. Anything that was tied up in any village, in any location, against the advancement of the prevalence in the pathway of the race of destiny, I that we might be confused as we engage in the race of destiny, that tie down the detail even of our life in any place. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command that demonic string of darkness be broken. I command you by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus, be broken now in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare every appointment with disappointment as we journey through the race of destiny, I command it to be missed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every organizer, even the powers of darkness, able to stand in our way to make us to meet with disappointment, this day in the name of Jesus, I declare them a failure. I command them to die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia to Gazotua. Any power anywhere that wants any of our covenant partners to run around without settlement, to carry books of record that make demand on books that have not been completed, that they do not, they are looking for occasion to follow the work. This day in the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel it by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every burden that the enemy has programmed into anybody's work, any loads of darkness that the enemy wants anyone to carry in order that you might not be able to run your race to the end, in order for you not to be able to finish the work that God has commissioned you to do, I command those burdens to be removed from the lives of the prevailers. Let the owners of that evil burden, let the owners of that evil load begin to carry their own load in the name of Jesus. Every burden that caused men to sigh, every burden that caused men to be discouraged, every burden that caused men to be weighed down, every burden spiritually, physically, mentally, that caused man to be affected in this month of March and be distracted from the race of destiny, I command such burden be offloaded from the life of the prevailers in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, and the Lord opened my eyes. I can see a completely cleared road. I see what look like some little cracks in the middle of the road, but I see the informer become like a personality that is neither here nor there. Beloved, I saw the entity, and I said to the Lord, what is this? He said, there is an influence of darkness, because I had seen this as a strong man in the past, but I saw it as a double-colored dog. So the powers that were claiming to be for you, but were working against you to measure on your mistakes in order to frustrate your assignment, in order to frustrate the work that God has commissioned you to do, I decree and declare their secret is out. I bring them to judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And even one look like a crack, God had already sealed it. Every power anywhere waiting to look at our fault, waiting. They were looking for the fault of Jesus Christ. They said, why did you allow your disciples to eat without washing hands? Beloved, they were measuring on the minor because of the tradition of the elders. Every tradition of a nation, every cultural beliefs of a nation, every religious setting of a nation, every agreement and oath of any nation with any territorial spirit, with any demonic personalities and powers, in order to make wrong what God has done right in our life, to stop us from selling according to the divine agenda of God, I decree and declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command it broken, I command it shattered, I command it a failure, I destroy it totally in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zepro to Gagasusia, Etu Osua Apioto. Therefore, I speak this morning against any us to trouble us, any personality anywhere engaged by the devil. Every lover scratching the earth in order to waste life, I decree and declare, let their evil return unto their own end. Let the amen be buried even into the pit that they have dug for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, for it is written, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. He that break the edge, the serpent shall bite. Every edge that they have broken, I command their serpent to begin to eat them up. I command them to enter into every pit, even of backwardness, pit of stagnation, pit of death, pit of disease, pit of default, pit of failure, pit of unachievement, pit of defeat. In the name of Jesus, any personality anywhere assigned by hell to make us fail, to make us fall, to make us to become history before our time, they will fall into their pit and there shall not be a way of escape. I command their covenant with death to be broken. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree we have embarked on this race of life. There is no looking back. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopi Atua Asuato, On Degeke Kusoto, Lopus Ate, Elepeke Likasuate, Isopia Atuate, any power anywhere who has said that there is no way of starting, any power that clone, any prevalence to run their race so that they could not start their own race of destiny. Any copy and any clone existed in the realm of the spirit, in any location, anything, any effigy, anything that was made in order to unmade even the race that God has called us to run, I decree and declare, let the clone die, let the copy die, for your race is unique to you. Therefore, anyone waiting to hire, even my clothing, my covering, your clothing and your covering, take a hold of your virtue and take a hold of my virtue to run our races and stand in our way of running well. I decree and declare, I command them to somersault and die. Somersault and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isopiando Golikus Ote, Esosi Atua, Endegekus Ote, any covenant made by any personality or that wants any prevailer to cry in this month of March, I command that covenant to be broken in the Matua's heart. Every covenant sponsoring regret, every covenant sponsoring even backwardness, every covenant sponsoring death and disease and decay and distrust, I command it today be nullified by the power in the blood of Jesus. Isopia Atuazo. Therefore, I decree the divine secret that we need to know in order to pick the divine sickness for our individual race of destiny, and the divine rules that governs our race, and the divine character that governs and that is required as the result of our race of destiny. I decree and declare, let that divine secret be revealed unto the prevailers now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I pull out by the arrow of fire of the Lord, I pull out every satanic arrow targeted against any prevailers, our children and our family, to sponsor this season, to sponsor the devouring spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command that arrow of the wicked to backfire on its sender. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, any higher hand of darkness engaged by any satanic personality to transfer their trouble, to transfer their pain, to transfer their disease, to transfer their sentence of death, to transfer their judgment unto the life of any prevailers, our leaders and our members, in this March 2016, out to throughout the days of our life. I command them to carry their own evil load in the name of Jesus. I speak to the head. I speak to the body. I speak to the bone. I speak to the marrow. I speak to the kidney. I speak to the liver. I speak to the heart. I speak to the bowel. I speak to the spinal cord. I speak to the lungs. I speak to the limbs. I speak to the eyes. I decree and declare anything that is sponsored by hell to transfer wickedness and wicked operations of manipulation and aggression of sickness into any life of the prevailers. I decree in the name of Jesus, you are a failure. You shall not prosper. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, every strange sickness in the body of our children, any strange behavior in the life of our children, every strange rebellion in the life of our children, sponsored by the enemy to disgrace, to distract, and to hinder their parents, even from focusing on divine agenda, from running the race of life, I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, be uprooted now. Go back to your center. Let kukuto ozo si ato. Degeke kuzoto ozo ate. In the mighty name of Jesus, izopia atuazo. Ondegeke kuzote. I speak into the life of every parent connected to this commission. You will not see the burial of your children in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopi atuaga. Take again to go, Susiatua. Leke kutos, Susia prondege kuzote. Elabia atuate. Anyone that has touched any evil in order to touch any prevailer, anyone that has put their hand into any satanic, demonic, even covenant and agreement and oath that has won any illegal material and has wants to touch the prevailers or has touched the prevailers for evil, I decree and declare, let the thunder of God smite them. Let the fire of God burn them down. Let the hailstone of God locate them, destroy their hands in the mighty name of Jesus. I command them. I release the spirit even of paralysis into such demonic hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Any hand of the wicked that has taught the prevailers so that our hand can be withered and not be able to run the rest of life, I command their own hand to wither in the name of Jesus. By the hand of the Lord, our God that is upon our life, that does great and mighty things in this month of March, we prevail over every satanic hand of cruelty, satanic hand sponsoring disease, satanic hand sponsoring disappointment, this satanic hand that is sponsoring weakness and weariness, satanic hand that is sponsoring death and even obstruction in the pathway of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command all those satanic manipulation, a manifestation of darkness, engaging human hands to trouble and to traumatize us, to threaten and to afflict us, to attack and to oppress us. I command it in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of the wicked wither my fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus, every iron hand sitting on the mat to hijack our glorious destiny forcefully and exchange it even to a zero destiny, this mob be located by thunder, be located by fire, and die, and die, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Every hireling and higher hand and contractors of darkness that wants to see any prevailer buried our children, buried our glorious destiny, buried and stop from running the race of life, bury our finances, bury our health and our wealth in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command you to fail. You cannot bury us. You cannot bury the work of our hands. Our marriage cannot be buried. Our ministry cannot be buried. Our career cannot be buried. The work of our hands cannot be buried. Our children will not be buried. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, therefore, I command every satanic object that was buried to bury us, I command you to bury your own in the name of the Lord Jesus. Contractors and consultants of evil walking the earth parading any satanic religious gathering center, whether of Buddhism or Hinduism, whether of Islam or occultism, whether it's Freemason or Lodge, whether when they were parading any witch doctor house, any grave, anywhere, in order to war against the life of the prevailers, our leaders and our members, to war against our destiny. You shall not return. I command you to die. You shall not return. You shall die. You shall not return. You shall not return. You shall not return. In the name of the Lord Jesus, therefore I decree and declare, you shall meet with disappointment. You shall meet with disappointment. You shall not return any personality going to any covenant and going to any covenant of darkness, any covenant of witchcraft, going to any demonic altar, even in order to oppress, to attack, to war against our ability to run the race of life, because it takes the living to run the race of life. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, you shall not return. Die on your altar. Let the altar receive the victory. Let the earthquake of God locate the altar of darkness that was planning and plotting, that has received any object, received any blood of any animal in order for our life to be wasted. I command in the name of Jesus, let the thunder of God, let the fire of God, let the hailstone of God, I decree, to locate such demonic altar, whether it is an hotel, whether it is in the earth, whether it is on the mountain, whether it is on the valley, whether it is underneath the sea, be located today and be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Powers engaging and consulting evil men against the prevailers, I declare you shall not prevail. You shall not prevail. For so mightily grew the word of God in this commission and in the life of our members. And it prevails over darkness. It prevails over evil hands. It prevails over iron hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off, but the expectation of the wicked, which is evil, all the time. I concern it also. I declare it a failure. In the mighty name of Jesus, every swarm of darkness, every demonic swarm of flies or of birds, every demonic evil swarm of darkness assigned against our territory, against our community, assigned against the earth, to devour life, to devour businesses, to devour career, to devour economy, to devour marriage, to devour ministry. I decree and declare, you shall not prosper. You shall not prosper. You shall not locate the prevailers. You shall not locate the prevailers. In the mighty name of Jesus, every mobilization of hell, every mobilization of this satanic storm, every mobilization of satanic demonic wind, able to capsize the boat of our life and hinder us from sailing, even to the other side, and hinder us from obtaining, even after we've run the race of life. I command such demonic elements engaged by darkness to trouble us, be troubled. I command the storm to cease. I command the wind be still. In the name of Jesus, backfire and walk against your sender. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia Nogali Krasi Arso. Beloved, and then I see two double doors. I see an entrance with two glass doors. But outside of this door was a metal chair. Beloved, it's a high chair. And I'm asking the Lord, why are you showing me this? He said, look, there's somebody who is sitting outside of the door. They cross the door, they cross the chair, and beloved, I see the material of the individual. Beloved, there are dark powers that are sitting at the entrance of opportunity, at the gateway of breakthrough, at the gateway of selling right, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus, every demonic, evil gate of brass, satanic orchestration, evil demonic bars of iron, and it was a metal chair, an eye chair that is constructed by the wicked demonic spirit. In the word of the Lord said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. They are rulers of darkness in high places, against the satanic evil powers of wickedness. Therefore, every hierarchy of man operating under the influence of darkness to sabotage the access of the prevailers to our good news, to our good deeds, to our breakthrough, to our selling, even to the doors to God, and to the doors that God has declared open for us in this month of March, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I see them all seated in the mighty name of Jesus. Every dark powers obstructed the door of favor, every dark powers obstructed the access to the next level, every dark powers obstructed our pathway to our new horizon, every dark powers obstructed our pathway to breakthroughs, every pathway that God has opened for us that the enemy is obstructing to hinder us from running the race of destiny. I can block you today. I unseat you. You shall not prosper. Beloved, get ready, because heaven is going to do certain things on earth that will make man to fear it. Even as we pray, I saw that particular chair. I saw God release an angel. I am talking about barrier in the marketplace. I am talking about barrier in the business place. I saw another vision. I saw it looks like a marketplace. And beloved, I saw the angelic instrument of God. Beloved was clearing the marketplace. And I saw the chair that blocked that door. I saw it completely removed and was put on top of the garbage. They collected it with the garbage, and the chair was overturned. I decree they carried it away. And I said to the Lord, what is this? He said, every blocker of your life, every blocker of your destiny, they are blocked by using even the dark powers. But this month, they shall be openly disgraced. They shall run out of office. Their tenure of office is over. I decree and declare open shame for every personality of power that used the money, that powers to obstruct the gateway, the passageway of our destiny, to stand in our way of running the race of life. Therefore, that which heaven has done, I command the release of the angelic host of God, the garbage removers, the doors openers, the gates breakers, the bars of iron, even cutters. I command the angelic host of God to go forth now on our behalf all to the day of this month, all to this year and the days of our life, to clear off every demonic personality, every demonic entity obstructing even the way of our destiny, every dark covenant made by the wicked to sabotage our divine opportunity. You shall not prosper. Therefore, I command you to break and die every strong man of our father's house obstructing our race of destiny. I command you to clear up by fire in the mighty name of Jesus every dark power sponsoring eternal communal authorities, territorial warfare against our life, against our destiny, against our children, against our business, against our career. I declare you a failure. You shall not prosper. Die in the name of Jesus. The removing angelic host of the Most High God, unseat the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. dimension to program the money cycling pattern that makes us not to progress in the pathway of destiny. I decree and declare, let the money program be canceled by the blood of Jesus. I speak into the foundation of the life of the prevailers now. I command every sentence of insanity, confusion, depression, and distress. I decree in the name of Jesus, be averted, be averted, be averted by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Personality that was meant to operate with supernatural intelligence, they now want this fellow to begin to pick up pens. Even when the hand is full, begins to go around and begins to pick pens because they've messed with the mind. I decree and declare any ought in anybody's foundation that makes crazy people to live in that family, I decree that ought be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every agreement with the spirit of insanity, I counsel you today by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every agreement with the spirit of confusion, I counsel you today by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you on this altar, if you have seen yourself drinking evil things that were read, I decree and declare, let every poison that has entered into your body that's based on demonic thing that you have drank, even in your night hour, let it be eliminated by the rod of Christ, by the rod of the word of God, from your system, in the mighty name of Jesus, is atua. For the blood of Jesus is drink indeed. Therefore, I decree and declare, let every prevalence, everyone connected to the destiny of this commission, begin to drink of the blood of Jesus. The power that eliminates every poison, the power that eliminates pollution, the power that eliminates contamination of darkness, the power that nullifies every evil decree and satanic call in our bloodstream, in our body, the power that eliminates sicknesses and diseases in the body of the prevailers, I decree and declare, by the power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, enter into the prevailers now. Let there be freedom from every satanic verdict, from every satanic decree of sickness, from every transfer of affliction, from every transfer of pollution, from every transfer of contamination of darkness in the life of the prevailers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Zepio also gets the artist. Anyone that has given you coins, cobbles, or beloved, that has given you any least currency in order that they should sell the very spirit to you, I command them divorced. For the word of the Lord said that your devourer shall be devoured. Let anyone that wants to take what is good and give even what is wrong, anyone that is assigned by hell to devour our children, to devour our health, to devour our wealth, to devour even our career, to devour our ministry, to devour our calling, to devour our breakthrough, to devour our establishment, I command them to be devoured this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every predetermined cousin of darkness to agitate the mind, the family, the soul, to trouble the soul of any prevailers, to trouble the business of the prevailers' family worldwide, of the prevailers' covenant partners, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare you a liar. I command you to fail in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of insanity fired or programmed against any prevailer by those we know and those we don't know to smite, I command you, that which was assigned to smite us in the day and smite us in the night time, I command you to smite your owner in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thunder and hailstone of the Most High God, mingle with fire and the blood of Jesus. Locate the habitation. Locate the village. Locate the shrine. Locate the quarters, located wherever they have programmed evil against the prevailers, locate the habitation of the wicked, and before head of every Goliath, contending against our life, contending against the soundness of our body, the soundness of health, the soundness of mind, the soundness in business, the soundness in career, the soundness even in our job and in our destiny. Locate them by fire. Lord, let them expire now. Every contention of darkness over our glorious star and destiny that was designed for manifestation, even as we embark the rest of life, I command you today, break and scatter. Break, scatter, and die in the name of Jesus. The ear of the prevailers is our glory. Therefore, I challenge you. What are you doing in the hand of the wicked? I command the ear, the glory of the prevailers caused by any satanic demonic entity, caused as a result of demonic arrow shooting of the wicked, I command you to return back unto the prevailers. Anyone that has caught the ear in the nighttime or in the daytime, in order to confuse the mind, in order to sentence to sickness of infirmity, of insanity, I command, let the habitation of the wicked, that also, let the location, that also, the glory of the prevailers, I render it desolate. I command the fire of God to locate it and destroy it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It disappear unto the earth. All of a sudden, I see things begin to come up. Things were coming up from the earth. Everything that is you, that belongs to you, everything that anything has buried, every cup of our service, every opportunity, every progress, every divine grace for advancement, every finance is buried, everything that is meant for our good, buried anywhere, every garment of glory that belongs to the prevailers, buried even anywhere, I see them begin to emerge beyond the Gekuzoto, El Apia, and they showed up. Unbeloved, they was buried in the dump, in the rubbish dump. Beloved, suddenly emerged, and God cleaned it out. Therefore, every opportunity that was buried, every instrument of service that was buried, every gifting and graces of God upon our life that was buried, I command you today, come out from your burial ground in the name of Jesus. I decree, let the cup of our butler buried even in the prison. I command you to come out. Let the cup of service, the instrument of service, the instrument of breakthrough, our instrument of favor that is buried in a man's heart, that is buried even in the book somewhere, that is buried even under the demonic tree, that is buried by any satanic hidden secret, I command your exposure. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Let the cup of our butlers, even that is given to us for effective service, stolen by the adversary, let them return back unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, in the same token, the Lord opened my eyes to see the return. And beloved, how is this return going to be? Because the Lord destroyed even the devourer. And therefore, he said, I will open for you a double door. Beloved, he said, I will open the window of heaven concerning you. I will devour the devourer. I will open the windows of heaven and pour you down his blessing, that you will not have room enough to contain it. Therefore, I decree and declare, by the exceeding great promises of the word of the Lord, everything that the enemy has reduced, I command their supernatural evil release back in their abundance, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I command the windows of heaven be opened over our lives as we embark the race of life, the race of destiny in this month of March. Let there be abundant supply of everything that is needed to run our races in the Jesus. Esusos, piatuas arte. Therefore, I command, our head is the seat of our intelligence. I decree in this month, let the divine, supernatural element of God to protect, require for divine protection, required even for our glorious destiny, required for us to run through the race of life without looking back. And Lord, I decree that that element of salvation, the divine element that protects us, preserves our lives, bring us into safety, bring us into possessing our possession, I command its release over our head today to protect our head, to protect our interest, to protect our children, protect the work of our hands against the expectation of the wicked in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, from today, I decree and declare every covenant with satanic assault, every agreement with continuous even assault of darkness in the daytime and in the nighttime, I declare you are over now. Expire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I acknowledge your presence. I thank you for this month of the National Summit, Prayer Summit in the United Kingdom by the Prevailers Champion Network. Anything plotted, anything planned, anything orchestrated by hell to reduce it, to diminish it, to stand in its way, and to swallow the instrument of service, or to destroy, or to distract every instrument God has given to us, even to serve the purpose of God, I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, they are overturned against the wicked, but they are overturned in our favor. Therefore, I speak to the north, I speak to the south, I speak to the east, I speak to the west, every soul that God has ordained, able to be part of this, even this summit of March, I declare your stoppers are stopped. Those who want to distract you, hinder you from coming, the Lord evicts them in the pathway of our life. Every arrangement of hell, even in Marriott Hotel, to the Park Marriott Hotel, to stop us, to downscale the doings of God, to hinder the flow of the Spirit, I command and decree and declare it a failure in the name of Jesus. For who has spoken when God has not spoken? It is the counsel of God that shall stand. Therefore, everything needed, everything that we need to have in the grace, in the anointing, in the provision that we need to have in order to see the kingdom of God advance, in order to see that the purpose and the plan of God for the March Summit is accomplished. Lord, we receive them by faith. We receive them by faith. This is your doing, Lord. It cannot be stopped. Therefore, I declare the summit in March a successful summit according to the pattern of God, where indeed you will make everyone that you have connected to this commission, that you are bringing to the summit, to begin to run the race of life and obtain that which you have obtained, that which you have declared, that which you have prepared, that which you have predetermined for us in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will not run like those who beat the air, that we will run with divine purpose, we will run with divine even arrangement, we will run according to your divine ways and according to your divine words in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atugazote, ezozu atua, lekekutozo, sopia nagazo, ishtodobosiate. Lord, I speak to the workers, I speak to their families, I decree and declare any arrangement of hell, even to the prayer coordinators, to myself and Pastor Ayo, Lord, and all the ministers that will be present, anything set up by darkness to hinder us, even from flowing according to your word, I decree they are removed from the passageway of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for you will be present to heal, to raise, Lord, from the dead, to deliver, to set free, to cause men and women to embark on the journey of purpose and on the journey of destiny without looking back in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the Touch Heaven program. over this weekend, Lord, as we become to take delivery, as we get on board on the race of destiny. Thank you, my Father, for preparing every soul for what you have prepared for us. I decree and declare, as you prepare us, I command our spirit, our soul, and our body to be divinely aligned, even with the agenda of God. We will not be weary. I decree those who wait upon the Lord, let our strength be renewed like that of an eagle, to mount up with wings like an eagle, to run and not be weary, and to walk and not faint. Therefore, I speak into every home now. I speak into the life of Aki. I speak into the life of Fatima. I speak into the life of Abiodun this morning. I speak into every home, the Alucos, where there are sicknesses. Lord, I decree those in hospital, in hospices, hear ye the word of the Lord. Let the healing virtue reach you now, even by the sent word of God. For your healing, for your wholeness, I speak into favor. Let the virtue, the creative hand, the creative finger of God reach out to you to recreate everything that the enemy has tampered with in your bodies and in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word of the Lord said in the book of Psalm 100, we belong to God. He's our creator. He's our maker. Therefore, anything that was made by man to make us, anything that was created by man to recreate us, not according to the will of God, I command those things to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I command everything that sickness and diseases has caused to be defective in anybody, in any life, be repaired now, be repaired now, be repaired now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to be repaired. I declare, be repaired now. I command you to be repaired. Usopia atuato. Onde necasuto. Every form of cancer, die. Every form of problem in the heart, die. Every form of neuron disease, and problem with the immune system, with the nervous system in the body, with the heart, and with any organ in the body, I command those problems to go. Let there be a creative miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, in this month, we shall not suffer for anything good. We will not lack for anything that is good. For my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Everything that we set our hand to do according to the race of destiny that was set for us, I declare them done. No good thing shall be withholden from us. I command the goodness of God to begin to locate the righteous even this month in the name of Jesus. Every day will be a day of testimony to the glory and honor of the name of God our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, my Lord and my God, my King and my Maker, the Holy One of Israel, the one who have called me and sent me, even according to your plan and according to your purpose to do your will. In this month, as you always do, you that perform the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger, because you are the word that I speak and you are the one who is at work in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. So you are the one that expresses your doings and your words even through the agency of my mouth. Therefore, I thank you this morning. I return the glory to you, the honor and the praise, for you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above that which we ever think or imagine by the power of your spirit that is at work in us. Therefore, as for me and the prevailers, in this month we receive, even this month, everything that we need, every resource, every grace, every virtue, Lord, every character, every strength of God that is required, every might of God, every anointing, every unction to function and embark the race of life, the race of destiny without looking back, we receive it with thanksgiving, even from you, our Father and our God, and we give you praise for all that you have done for us. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name We have prayed. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Beloved, I celebrate you and I welcome you into your season.